online business the easy button. Not everyone is a born entrepreneur. I don't know if it's something that's in your genes, but I know some people are more natural entrepreneurs than others. Yet if you look on the internet these past few years, all you hear is that it's easy to build an online business. Just come up with a concept, build a website, drive people to it, and make money. Like at Staples, it's an easy button. Well, the easy button isn't as easy as you think. And this article will make some of my readers uncomfortable. Take this scenario. Marilyn's husband, Pete, has been the breadwinner from the time she gave up her human resources job to have kids. And 4 months ago, Pete was let go from his job and hasn't been able to find something in this tough economy. They'd saved, but those savings are getting eaten up rapidly by their living expenses, and yes, they are being careful. So, individually or together, they need to find a solution to the lousy job market. Maybe they'll start an online business. Or here's another. Marcella has been divorced for a number of years, and with the child support she was getting, she could make ends meet. But now her daughter Tina's over 21, so that extra money's no longer there each month. These past few years, Marcella has gotten more and more interested in personal development. She's been reading books forever, starting back with A Course in Miracles, and has invested in virtually every related conference that comes to the Seattle area. At the last conference she attended, her friend Sue said, "Marcella, you could be teaching this stuff. Why don't you put up a website and start building a business around all you know?" "You're right, Sue. I'll look online and see if there's some courses I could take on how to build an online business." Two factors have led to what looks like the California Gold Rush of 1849. Masses of people rushing to build businesses on the internet. First, the apparent barriers to entry look so low. After all you need is a domain name, a hosting account, an idea, and a website. Second, so many of those selling how to build an online business say it's so easy. I see two problems. Number one, regardless what you call it, it's a business. It just happens to use the internet as one of its marketing tools. But it still requires a winning concept, a plan, a budget, a learning curve, and all the elements of traditional business. Let's compare an online business to a brick-and-mortar t-shirt printing business. For the latter, you'd rent a space on Main Street, fix up the inside, bring in silk screening equipment, and learn to use it. The UPS man would bring the blank shirts you ordered, you'd find customers to order them, you'd print them, and the UPS man would come pick them up to deliver them to your customers. In relative terms, in an online business, you'd rent a space on the internet, hosting, fix up the inside, your website, bring in equipment and learn to use it, WordPress, social media, graphics, SEO, etc. But to have an online product to sell, you'd not just print a pre-made t-shirt. You'd have to start at the beginning, till the soil, then grow the cotton, and spin the yarn, then weave the fabric, and finally make the actual shirt. In online terms, that means first finding out what your potential clients want, then coming up with a solid idea, then learning to write effective copy, then generating the content and writing the sales materials, and eventually pulling the actual products together to sell. Because unless you're running an affiliate business online where you're selling other people's products, and that's not really a long-term business, that's what you're going to have to do to have something viable to sell. Plus, all the normal tasks of marketing, accounting, customer service, and so forth. And number two, starting and running any business requires certain skills not typically developed when you're working for someone else. It requires entrepreneurial skills. That means being a self-starter. It means not just being focused, but knowing the critical path to get from bright idea to successful enterprise, knowing what's important and what's not. It means knowing how all the parts fit into the whole. Some people are born entrepreneurs. Others absorb the entrepreneurial spirit and necessary skills by osmosis, working for other effective entrepreneurs. And lastly, some learn through conscious training with a genuine, capable mentor. But none of it comes from an easy button. And it pains me to see the masses of people floundering in online businesses that do nothing but drain precious time and even more precious monetary resources month after month without any return. The economic downturn has put so many good, caring people in a vulnerable position of having to be what they're not, entrepreneurs, in hopes of providing for themselves and for their families. The big question is how one decides if the efforts are actually going to result in a successful business or not. When is it time to stop investing? When is it time to accept that it's not as easy peasy as it's made out to be? And the one making the greatest amount of money is the one selling the easy button. I don't know the answer. It's different for everyone. But I do know that the question has to be asked. Go ahead, sound off at me in the comments if you don't agree. I hope you can tell me that I'm wrong.